Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Fuller. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Doyle Alexander. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, John Knox. Batting third. The DH, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jerry Moses. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Luke Walker. And now, play ball. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball four. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to second. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller strikes out. Two outs. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Alexander covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blair moves to third. Grich moves to second. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. Grich scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson strikes out. There goes Williams. The throw from Moses and Williams is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Rodriguez moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. Moses moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 0 for 1 in the game. Knox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. Moses moves to third. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses scores. Knox moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Orioles, 2, Tigers, 2. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on LaFleur. Bellinger moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nettles. The throw from Echeverrin and he is out, Gritch applying the tag. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cash. Davis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields the ball and throws to second. Knox drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Knox. Davis scores. Baylor moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Moses and he is safe. Baylor steals third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 0-for-2 in the game. Knox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to second. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich misplays the ball. That's an error on Grich. LaFleur scores. That run is unearned. It's Orioles, 3, Tigers, 3. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ogilvy. The throw from Echeverrin and he throws it away, into the outfield. Here's the throw to Echeverrin, who tags Ogilvy out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Echeverrin strikes out. One out. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuller strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. John Hiller now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Echeverrin strikes out. 1 out. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 3 in the game. Fuller strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bellinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 0 for 3 in the game. Knox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich misplays the ball. That's an error on Grich. Grant Jackson now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvie strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. Northrup hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams is hit by the pitch. Blair moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moses for a passed ball. Blair moves to third. Williams moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Blair scores. There goes Williams trying to get to home. Knox throws to Moses, who tags Williams for the out. It's 6-3, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frien pinch hits for Norm Cash. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien strikes out. 1 out. Dick Sharon pinch hits for Jim Nettles. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon strikes out. 2 outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rodriguez strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.